155 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie's on off the goat. Yeah, I'm watching the fight when I beat the U.S. Marine. Yeah, I beat 2 Marines 2 days in a row. That's incredible. That's why I'm the greatest. Listen to the sound of my power shots. You haters hear that? You see, actions speak a lot louder than words. You see? You people just talk. When I say something, I go and do it. I scored 3 victories in 2 days. Name me a fucking boxer besides myself that has done that. Alright? No Muhammad Ali, no Mike Tyson, and no Mayweather Jr. is not even a boxer, okay? I don't even want to... Okay, yeah, Ali and Tyson were boxers, but they were vastly overrated. To Mayweather, I don't even consider him a boxer. Literally, Mayweather Jr. is a... Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a delusional, narcissistic, fucking random person. No, random rich person that thinks he's a great boxer, but he literally is not a fucking boxer. That guy... He cannot fight. That's it. I mean, I'm beating Marines. I beat a Navy SEAL. I went in the ring with Floyd Mayweather Jr.'s buddy, Deontay Wilder, and I punched Deontay Wilder, and I beat Deontay Wilder. And, hey, this fucking, there's some delusional hater. Let's see, Steven the Mighty 79. Yeah, you clown. He's been putting my radios on YouTube. Hey, loser. I'm going to say it out loud. I knocked out Deontay Wilder. I TKO'd him. I didn't knock him out cold. I TKO'd him, okay? The ropes held him up. If I hit him outside of the ring, because we had a second fight outside of the ring, I hit him with body shots. He got disqualified. I'm talking about the first fight. All right? Yeah. When I hit him, if you put this on the fucking YouTube, don't fast forward it, punk. Play the actual fight, the whole thing, how it really went down. Deontay Wilder got clocked, and he's never been hit like that before in his life. The thing is, when I hit Deontay Wilder, see, he underestimated me. He had no idea that, you know, I mean, he's fighting these bum heavyweights, you know, just like I've been saying. It's like, the competition he was going up against on television, like, these guys are not on my level. I mean, these are just, like I said, paid professional actors. These are, you know, like look at that David Haye garbage, you know what I mean? He literally paid some random guy. I was literally watching that crap, and I was shaking my head, and I'm thinking, like, my God, how can there be people that, you know, like these sick haters, you know, like these, you know, obviously these people are mentally ill. They're watching stage sparring sessions, and they're calling these guys champions, and they're calling these stage sparring sessions, these are not even fights. These are stage sparring sessions, man. This is literally WWE. I mean, fuck, WWE. At least they admit that they're fake and they're just a show and everything. They're just a live movie. But these fake boxers, they literally live in their own world, and they call themselves champions and legends. And they, wow, my God. I exposed all you motherfuckers. I beat up Mayweather Sr. so bad. I heard his interview, the Charlie Zonoff, Mayweather Sr., his interview, they interviewed him about me. This guy can barely, literally, they ask him a question. It takes him 5 minutes to answer, man. Yeah, I mean, he was already swollen ahead, but when I beat his ass, he made him even slower. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the thing is, I really want to knock out his fake-ass son. I told him, you know what I told Floyd Mayweather Sr. after I beat him? I said, call your son right now. I don't live in Vegas. I said, I live in Los Angeles. Call your son right now. I'm here right now. Call him right now. Come on, you're his dad. You obviously know his cell phone number. Call him right now. Tell him Charlie's off. Tell him Charlie's off is here right now in the gym. He didn't call anybody. You know what I'm saying? This bitch, White Old Rose, is acting tough for like 30 people, man. That fucking pussy, man. After he saw me punch Deontay Wilder, yeah. I talked to White Old Rose on Facebook. Yeah, he, just like Dijon, just like, backed out. I told him a ring, told him a time. All I heard was excuses. That's all he was. He just gave me excuses, and that's it. He did not even agree. Listen, I just beat a 200-pound U.S. Marine that would annihilate light old bros, man, all right? Yeah, so 200 pounds, you know what I mean? I beat guys that were 260. I beat a 260-pound Marine this year. I beat a 270-pound Marine. I beat a 300-pound Derek the Giant. You know Derek the Giant's not the biggest guy that I beat, right? This year for win 149, I beat a 310-pound boxer. 310. Do you understand? He was not taller than Derek. He was like 6 feet. Derek 6'4". He was 310 pounds. Golden gloves. Yes, I beat him. I won on points. You know what I'm saying? I'm 160 pounds. Do you delusional haters? Yeah, I know you're listening to this right here right now. Okay, well, I beat a 310-pound boxer. Is Triple G fighting 310-pounders? No, but he was a boxer. He wasn't just some big, big, huge motherfucker. He was a big, huge motherfucker that had 33 fights under his belt. He was 26-7, and I beat him. All right? I'm the greatest of all time. That's how I do it. That the GOAT. You saw my hat? The greatest of all time. 155-0. Yeah, you can't get lucky 155 times in a row. You cannot. And this Nick Schneider. Come on, man, you're such a pussy that you don't even want to use your real name on the internet, man. Come on, Rick Robinson needs help, man. This sick kid from Michigan. The guy literally sits with his dog in his fucking shack or wherever the fuck he lives over there, and in his basement, his shack, whatever. Listen, the point is the guy sits with his dog at his house and talk shit, and I go out there and beat the shit out of Marines, man. All right? And this Stephen Mighty 79, listen, keyboard warrior. Stephen Mighty 79, here's my advice to you. Go see your psychiatrist, take your medication, and immediately, and I repeat immediately, go get institutionalized at the nearest mental hospital next to your house. Stephen Mighty 79. Yes, you motherfucker. Quit spamming YouTube. Listen, I got fights, numerous fights of me beating Marines, boxers, MMA fighters, kickboxers, everybody, okay? I have proved myself. I have cemented my legacy in boxing. I have nothing to prove. The reason why I continue to box is because I am the greatest of all time and I love to box. I'm so fast and I'm so strong. Come on, if anybody was that fast and strong, you saw my last fight? You seen those bombs? Okay, if anybody had that kind of power and speed, it's like, in basketball, okay, like Michael Jordan, Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, Kawhi Leonard, they got they're really good shooters, that's why they play ball. And see, I didn't mention LeBron James, man. Fuck LeBron James. But, that's what I'm saying. God-given talent, But God gave me the most beautiful wife, Daria. I Skype to her today. I Skype with her every day. Yeah, I can't wait for her to come. She's coming this year. Yeah. I'm not going to say when. It's nobody's business, all right? Trust me. Believe me. You people... I'm sure you all seen her Instagram photos. She's putting pictures of me. She said happy birthday. She said to Daria said, quoting my wife, she said to my husband Charlie Zelenoff, she said how much she loves me. Okay, so no, I'm saying when my wife is here, we're gonna put pictures. Her in my lap, me kissing her. Listen, I got wedding pictures of me making out with her and me wearing a fucking suit. What do I have to prove? We're just going to put pictures for ourselves, I already proved she's my wife, she's all mine. By law, she's mine. She's Ms. Zelenoff, Daria Zelenoff, and by all means, I will protect my wife. I snapped a U.S. Marine's neck. Can you imagine what I would do? What I would do to somebody that would try to, you know, harm my wife in any way? It's painful to imagine. All right. Yeah. So. But yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, that's just David Haye garbage. I mean, the guy literally pays some random dude, I mean, some, you know, some boxer clown, to take a dive, and it's like he hit his glove, and the dude, no contact at all, like didn't connect at all, and this motherfucker just like goes on the ropes, and like you should see his face expression. He's acting like he's about to like die, and he purposely collapses, like he wasn't even. Not only was he not hurt, he didn't even get hit. And I'm like watching this crap, and I'm thinking like, my God. And these retards that talk shit about me on the internet, these retards support this garbage, and they call this world championship boxing, and they hate on my real title fights, the Underground Boxing Federation, the UBF. It's what is wrong with you people, man? Seriously, you're supporting state sparring matches. I snap a U.S. Marine's neck on video, and you're hating on me? What the fuck? Yeah, I mean, listen, I punked Chuck Liddell, and this delusional Rick Robinson, he goes, oh, you know, that's fucked up. You came up to Chuck Liddell, and you started challenging him to a fight, to a street fight. What am I supposed to do? I mean, I hate the guy, you know, I wanted to expose him. I did expose him. I told him all your UFC stuff is bullshit, and he didn't want to fight. And you're like, but he was with his wife. Hey, what if Chuck Liddell came up to me when I'm with Daria, he would get knocked out. Yeah, if I'm by myself and somebody challenges me, you all saw me beat that Marine, the Mexican Marine, the one that spoke Spanish. Okay, yeah. The Marine I beat before him, the 154, yeah, I jabbed this motherfucker really hard. Like, it was like, you know, a lot of power in that jab. Hit him right in the mouth. He had a big mouth. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, yeah, people that talk a lot of shit, you know, yeah, they get destroyed. See, like, I back my shit up, you know what I mean? You haters cannot. You know, yeah, you can spam all the videos, blah, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, some retard hater put Daria run. Hey, Daria will never run, you son of a bitch. Daria loves me. Daria is madly in love with me, all right? You understand? Yeah, I had sex with my wife many times. It's normal, okay? We're going to have kids. She wants kids. And you can only look at her picture and dream of having sex with her. But I literally had sex with her many times. Oh, I'll never forget the night when we got married. That was, wow, that was something. That was very, very, we had a romantic time. It was great. I mean, what can I say? I'm a lucky man. And, yeah, she even said that she's my reward for all the wins, all the victories. You know, so. Yeah, I mean, I got married at 26. So I'm 28 years old now. Well, I was turning 27, but officially I was still 26. I got married with her in Ukraine. It was a phenomenal wedding. But yeah, Chuck Liddell, he's a joke. I mean, come on. I don't even have to explain how bad I would beat his ass. If Liddell, I mean, he retreated. He was terrified of me. But I'm saying if he, you know, hypothetically speaking, if he did not retreat, if he actually would have fought me, I would have knocked him out. No, so anyways, what I wanted to say about this delusional Rick Robinson guy that was defending Chuck Liddell, no. So Liddell was with his wife. Shouldn't that be more motivation for him to fight me? I mean, he's getting punked in front of his wife. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Listen, these people, you know, again, I got a lot of real-life fans, 49 likes, almost 50 likes on the fight. And these delusional haters, they make fake accounts. It's like one guy creates like 8, 9, 10 accounts, and it's like Yes, all the dislikes, you already know where it's coming from. It's like maybe 20, 30 guys, each of them has like 10, 20 accounts, you know what I mean? That's why, yeah, but 49 likes, you know, to all of you, thank you, appreciate it. You know, yeah, I beat another Marine. Two Marines in a row, and 154 and 155, both heavyweight U.S. Marines, 200 pounds. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a middleweight that's beating heavyweights. 74 heavyweights I have beaten in my boxing career. Triple G, that Joker, man, I would fucking kill Triple G. If I punched that guy one time, if I hit him like I hit that last Marine, he would collapse. But yeah, that Marine is stronger than Triple G. He's 200 pounds. He's a Marine. Come on. That Navy SEAL I beat, he would kill Triple G. You know what I mean? I got in the ring with Derek the Giant, and I outboxed him. I mean, as much as I hate Derek the Giant, he's way too big for Triple G, for Gennady Golovkin. Again, these mainstream actors, they, you know, okay, people in real combat, real fighters, they know, like normal people, they know that mainstream boxing is rigged. But these delusional haters, they want to treat this rigged bullshit like it's legit. You can't treat something that's fake. You can't treat it like it's legit. It's not legit. It's not just the David Haye fight. Don't give me this bullshit like, oh, but there's, that's just one fight or that's just two fights. Hey, one fight too many. Well, it doesn't make sense. Okay, so David Haye has obviously his last, it's not his fight, it's not a fight. I'm not going to even call it a fight, all right? His last staged, choreographed sparring, it's not even sparring, fuck, I don't even, okay, his last theatrical movie appearance, it obviously cannot be counted as a fight. So if Boxrec.com is a legit, if it's legit professional boxing, how can you go by their records when these guys have fake fights? Fine, let's say David Haye had a couple real fights, but he had a lot. He had his last fake shit. It was fake. So how can you look at their records and see and try? How can you? What I'm saying is, how can you trust it? How can you be like, okay, well, this guy's record is, blah blah blah, whatever. But they have staged matches on there. How can you trust their records? It's not legit. What I'm trying to say is this bullshit needs to be boycotted. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be boycotted. It's fake. Yeah, of course, when Deontay Wilder got in the ring with me, yeah. Oh, he found out the hard way what real boxing is, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Wilder's an idiot, man. This idiot Wilder called me after I crushed him in the ring, and they cheap shotted me, and you know, we were arguing on the phone. He called me like many times on my cell phone. I changed my number. This fucking retard. Yeah, he was saying that I was bothering him. It was the other way around. No, I challenged him. Yeah, I wanted to beat his ass, and I did. And then after that, and he, it's funny how he says he won, but he kept calling me and asking for a rematch. I wonder why, you know what I mean? Because he got destroyed in the ring, and he feels that his fluke knockdown was just not enough. He knows I got the better of him, and that's why he kept calling me, and I said, do this right now, motherfucker. And gave him my address, gave him a ring address, he nothing. Yeah, me and Wilder agreed to fight again, because he was in L.A. for like 2 or 3 days, and he specifically came to box me. He literally flew from Alabama. He flew from Alabama, and then in L.A., he flew two times, man. He flew from Alabama, and then he flew when Charlie Zelenoff punched his jaw. But, this kid, Stephen Kud, a brother of the Kud retards, those fucking clowns I beat up a long time ago. I knocked Ola Kud out. I embarrassed Chris Kud. I outboxed him with these. I'm sure that moron has nothing to say now. There's literally so many goddamn fights of me beating Marines. Chris Kud saw me beat Jill Zavala and Deontay Wilder, and I'm sure he's seen me beat that Marine 4 days ago. Yeah, punk has nothing to say. My point is this: Stephen Kud, you know, he was a fan. I was cool with him. I even asked him, I'm like, I beat your brothers up, man. I'm like, what are you doing here? Like, why are you, you know, trying to be cool with me and shit, like my homie and shit? Like, he's like, oh, no. He's like, I don't get along with him either sometimes, and sometimes I do. He's like, I don't really give a shit. He's like, it's not my beef. So he's like, he told me he's just a huge fan of my boxing. He's like, I can't hate, man. He's like, you know, you got a lot of skill, man. So that's why, yeah. But, yeah, Stefan, he was literally there. The reason I mentioned him, he was there when I punched Deontay Wilder. And he had a camera in his hands, but he said I punched him so fucking fast that he wasn't able to get it. Thank God that, you know, hey, the TMZ, those retards, they posted it, but they didn't treat it right. You know what I mean? They gave it false notoriety. You know what I mean? Charlie Zelenoff TKO Deontay Wilder, not what they said. No hit and run. It was hit, TKO, and avoid getting jumped. That's what it was. You know what I'm saying? See, for every bullshit crap that you people say, I am the answer. I beat a U.S. Marine my last fight. What are you clowns saying? Ah, you beat some bum, you blah, 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 you know. So you start denying that he wasn't a Marine, all this bullshit. Yes, he was a Marine. Listen, there's video of me knocking out a Marine. What are we dropping? The guy, remember the white guy that hit the shelf and the ground? Yeah, that Marine, he had a USMC logo tatted on him. And I put this motherfucker down. I put him out with a left hook. It was literally, it got age restricted. My knockout got age restricted. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Anyways, enough about the haters, man. These people, the haters are mentally ill, man. But yeah, that one too was that was vicious, man. But I won 3 fights in 2 days, man. I deserve another break. Like, I'm talking like, and recently I just won in Vegas. I mean, dude, all my fights are fucking recent, man, because I fight all the time. Remember when I beat Adam Leroy? That shit's still pretty recent. That was June 20th, man. That wasn't that long ago. We're in August, but that was at the end of June, right? The Adam Leroy, the huge motherfucker in the cage. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Cage, ring, the gym, doesn't matter. The result, you see, the result is always the same. Charlie Zelenoff, W. W after W after W, 155 W's, 0 L's, motherfucker. Yeah, so. See, my wife is coming to L.A. I'm going to be making love to my wife. I'm going to continue winning fights. And what are you haters going to be doing? Sitting home. You haters live in your own world. You're going to be sitting home, single, winless, talking shit. You realize I don't read anything. Like, the shit you people write on... I click on, there's a button, and it deletes all the shit you write. Well, I mean, I don't know if it deletes it, but it says dismiss all, and I just dismiss all. I don't read anything you people write, because I know that it's all false crap. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and another thing, I did not disrespect U.S. Marines. I'm just stating the facts, man. It's on video how I snapped that Marine's neck. It's not just him. I beat many of them in the ring. Remember that? Remember... In the win 91, man. The fight in the ring. Against that big ass US Marine 240 pounder, man. Yeah, beat the shit out of him, man. Hit him with 3 fucking uppercuts, man. This motherfucker quit. No, I'm not disrespecting them. No, listen. More power to them for, you know, protecting the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. All I said was that I'm a better fighter than any Marine or than any Navy SEAL. And I beat a Navy SEAL, and I beat 10 Marines. I beat the military. I'm not, you know, look, I'm not, talking shit about them. I'm saying the truth. It's on video how I'm beating their ass. Why am I beating their ass? Am I beating their ass because I have something against them? No, I'm beating their ass, but that's the thing, dude, because Marines, okay, come on. Who wouldn't want to say that did they beat a Marine in a boxing match? Did they got the better of a Marine than whoever? Of course. It's just that a lot of people don't have that ability. Charlie Zonoff is the greatest boxer, the greatest fighter that ever lived. Charlie Zonoff can beat anybody. So that's why, you know, I'm just, what I can't be proud of my victories? What I'm not allowed to celebrate and you know, what I'm not allowed to celebrate my wins? I'm not allowed to be proud of, you know, what I accomplished? Beating a U.S. Marine? Beating U.S. Marines multiple days in a row. Beating them every fucking year. That's a huge accomplishment. That is an honor. And this Steve Mighty, whatever, what are you mighty at? Keyboard warrior? You fucking internet thug, man. Steven the Mighty 79. Yeah, you need mental health, man. You want to spam videos, motherfucker? Hey, I got 5 videos on the Charlie Zonoff channel. Click through every page. All you're going to see is 5 videos of me winning, one-sided. Yeah. And then these clowns always complain, like, oh, your opponents don't fight back. Oh, Mario fought back. You know, Mario was swinging bombs at me the whole time, and I beat his ass, and I was winning every single exchange. And you know what happened to Mario? See, Mario was actually an undefeated amateur boxer, man. Yeah, he wasn't just some, like, you know, random brawler. No, he was an undefeated boxer. And I knocked his ass out. I dropped him and gave him his first loss. That was one of the greatest fights of all time. You know, 2015 UBF Fight of the Year. Now that's real fucking war. That's real battle. Not that David Haye fucking bullshit, man. Charlie Z versus David Haye. David Gay would get knocked out cold, man. You know what I would do to David Haye? If I punched David Haye, David Haye would fly out the fucking ring, man. Seriously. That man is David Haye is a. He is a sick human being. He's one mentally challenged fucking retard. I mean, he's mocking the greatest sport in the world. I'm landing vicious bombs on Marines. You know, I literally evolved the game of boxing by winning multiple times in a day, by fighting, you know, everybody, not just boxers, by beating kickboxers, Marines, Navy SEALs, you know, everybody, boxers, wrestlers, you know, Muay Thai, Krav Maga, I beat a Krav Maga master. You know what I'm saying? Remember when I beat that Krav Maga master? You fucking bitch-ass haters, huh? See, I literally went to his gym, Jesse. Now, this guy teaches people how to fight. This guy would literally kill every single one of you haters. I beat the shit out of him on video. I hit him with those left hooks and he quit. Okay, well, he's not a student. He's a Krav Maga master, okay? He teaches people how to do Krav Maga, and the fighters that he teaches are very good fighters. But he's the master, right? Well, he had to fight the master boxer, Charlie Zonoff. Therefore, I told him, put on gloves. You know what I'm saying? He put on the gloves, and I beat his ass. Therefore, Jesse may be a Krav Maga master. But when he fought me, he may be a Krav Maga teacher, but when he fought me, he was the fucking student. I taught him a boxing lesson. And I challenged the other master, Roy. He didn't want to do it, man. Yeah, do you blame him? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's not bragging when you back it up, man. When you literally got hundreds of videos of you beating top-level competition, you know, heavyweight boxers, U.S. Marines, Navy SEAL, you know what I mean, kickboxers, you know. Yeah, you haters are sick in the head, man. You know, I proved myself time and time again, you know. I got a beautiful wife, you know, I'm going to get her pregnant, you know. I'm going to be a dad, you know, I'm going to have a kid with Daria, you know. Look, Daria is my wife. When she comes, you know, I'm going to have to take care of her, you know. It's a new country for her, you know. I'm saying she may, I don't know, I hope. She's going to be a little homesick in the beginning, you know. In general, even when she gets used to it, I'm going to put all my time into her. You know what I'm saying? I used to live with Daria in Ukraine. Yeah, you know, we had our house, and I used to have sex with her every day, and we used to go out places, and it was great, you know. It was, I miss her so much. I just can't wait to go to LAX airport and, you know, just pick her up in the air and just kiss her and make out with my wife Daria in front of everybody. Oh, and actually, my mother-in-law, Daria's mom, my mother-in-law, it was her birthday, and I was in Ukraine, and, yeah, well, obviously I gave her, my mother-in-law, some gifts. So me and Daria were, you know, it was me, it was, you know, literally I was the only guy at the spot. It was like just my wife and all her homegirls, and it was just, you know, me and like 10, 15 other women. And Daria started telling all her girlfriends, you know, started telling all her lady friends that she literally got up and said, she said that my husband Charlie Zelenoff would knock out and destroy Vladimir and Vitali Klitschko. And she said that, you know, she basically said that the Klitschkos are no match for me. And you know how in Ukraine they, you know, support the Klitschkos and everything, but yeah, she said that, I mean, no, she said unbiased. She was like, even, she said, obviously, she was saying that, you know, yeah, I mean, of course I'm going to say that, well, I mean, I'm her husband. Of course she's going to, you know, support me, but she said unbiased. She said that she's never seen anybody as vicious as I am as a fighter. She feels so safe with me. She says she can walk anywhere on planet Earth. She said as long as I'm by her side, she feels safe. I mean, yeah, you saw it snap the U.S. Marine's neck, man. I mean, shit, with that kind of power, man. I mean, you tell my wife something wrong, man, you're getting knocked out. And you're getting knocked out cold, man. This goes for everybody. You try to harm my wife, man, you're going to get harmed in such a way that you're going to remember me for the rest of your fucking life, man. You know what I mean? Not a threat, you know, I'm just saying. I have the full right to protect my family, my wife, my parents, my future kids, you know? So, yeah, there you have it, man. I go to Vegas, I win 2 fights in 1 day in Vegas. I'll be a collegiate wrestler for win 150. And then, oh, the TMT bitch Samir. Oh, man, you don't understand how much I love to beat the shit out of mainstream fighters. He said he was 3-0 on box rec, fake rec. Again, here we go again, fake rec. When he told me that he was on box rec, oh my God, man. I punched this guy so fucking hard with a right hook. Yeah, you saw me hit him with the left hook and then the left jab, but the right hook, the cameraman, he didn't capture. See, my last fight, the whole thing was capture. You see that power? Yeah. I hit him with one of those, and he was from box rec. See? Now, question to all you delusional haters. If box rec is so legit, or if these TV guys are so legit, why do they always lose to me? You know how you retards always say, oh, expose the UBF. What's expose the UBF? Okay, but why don't they expose it? Why do they keep getting exposed? That's the real question. Why do they keep getting exposed? The UBF are the real pros, the actual pros. Boxwork is the quote unquote pros, the fake. You know what I'm saying? Fake shit. Yeah, so listen, I beat their, you know, Deontay Wilder is not a good fighter. He is a fucking bum. I'm saying he's the best box rec heavyweight because, I mean, they all suck. But since he went in the ring with the greatest fighter that's ever lived, Charlie Zelenoff, and he lost. Okay, Deontay Wilder, he's the best TV fighter, and I'm the best fighter in the world, period. But I beat Deontay Wilder. One second. Deontay Wilder is a joke. I'm just saying, on TV, he's considered as WBC. The WBC is a fictional, you know, choreographed made up bullshit by the mainstream. Okay, well, the UBF pound for pound champion fought and defeated the WBC quote unquote heavyweight quote unquote champion. Okay, so, well, what else do you people want? I beat your fake WBC champion, your WBC heavyweight champion, Deontay Wilder. I tagged him in the jaw and I TKO'd him. What more do you want? How can you still talk shit after that? I beat him on video, man. Jill Zavala. Okay, now there's literally no controversy. Jill Zavala never knocked me down. Jill Zavala, he couldn't even land a punch against me. This guy, Jill Zavala, look at his other fights. See, I'm the best boxer in the world. I made Jill Zavala look like a novice. He's not a fucking novice. This guy's an actual pro. Not a quote-unquote fucking pro like this TMT fake shit and this fucking Mayweather garbage. Like I said, Mayweather's a delusional fucking fake boxer. I don't even consider him a boxer. He's just a regular person with a lot of money that has no idea how to fight. If I landed one hook on Mayweather Jr., he would get knocked out, and it would be a wake-up call for him that he needs to stop pretending because he's not a real fighter. Okay? I do this shit for real. Mayweather, he does not. So anyways, Jill Zavala, 220 pounds. This guy, remember the video I showed how he ground and pounded a motherfucker? And then right after I show a video of me outboxing him, I made him look silly. I outboxed him easily. It's a jab, jab, jab. This motherfucker had no answer. And he got frustrated. He realized he's behind on points, so he started throwing knockout punches at me. He throws one, two, three. Made him miss, made him pay. So what do you delusional haters have to say about that? I beat Jill Zavala. You can't say shit about that. You can't say he sucks because he does not. There's video of him knocking a motherfucker out, and there's video of him beating a motherfucker in the cage, ground and pounded the shit out of him in the cage, and there's video of him getting destroyed by me. No, that just the fact that Jill Zavala won like a lot of fights, and they're on YouTube. And another thing, he's a televised fighter. He signed with the UFC. He signed with them, but then I retired him. You know what I mean? The UFC is also just like boxing, right? Fake shit. It just gets more mainstream boxing is completely dead. There's a lot of Marines I beat. You know, I ask them, you know Deontay Wilder? They're like, who the fuck is that? They have no idea who the fuck he is. Deontay Wilder is a complete nobody. Look, these delusional trolls that hate on me, yeah, they, to them, in their fantasy little fairy tale Peter Pan world, yeah, to them, these guys, these mainstream guys are, you know, are famous, but they're really not. You know what I'm saying? Deontay Wilder's a fucking nobody. Okay, in Alabama, people know him, and that's about it. He's not known. Boxing history is going to remember him. Oh, that tall black guy that Charlie Zonhoff destroyed? Oh yeah, we remember him. Yeah, Charlie Z hit him with a left hook. Wilder flew across the ring, back hit the ropes. Yeah, Charlie Zonoff punched Deontay Wilder into the ropes. Oh yeah, we remember Deontay Wilder. Yeah, Charlie Z destroyed him.